中文就是教会，主把得救的人天天加给教会。
In many English versions, where it says here, added to their numbers daily, it says, added to their church. That is found in the original Greek version.
这个教会在希腊文，在原文里面，叫做 Ecclesia, 两个希腊文在一起，就是呼召出来，把他叫出来的人。
Church, in the Greek version or original, it says Ecclesia, which means the ones that are called.
所有基督徒都是上帝一个一个的把他呼叫找着，把他召集出来。
Therefore, all Christians are the ones that are called by our Lord.
我们在座相当100人左右，这100多个人的基督徒都是一个一个主把你叫出来、拉出来、呼召出来，给你信心、给你悔改的心，然后得救。
We have about 100 people in the congregation today. Each of us has been called individually by the Lord.
所以教会不是一个房子，不是个建筑物。
Therefore, a church is not a structure, it's not a housing.
这个房子只能叫做教堂，不是教会。
We can call this housing, the structure, a temple, but not a church.
刚才主席在祷告提到神给我们预备一个教堂，不是预备一个教会。
Earlier we had a prayer that says we ask for the Lord to give us a church, a place to meet, not a congregation.
现在我们这些教会，就是基督徒在一起，在这个教堂里面聚会。这是教会在教堂中聚会。
And now we have the congregation meeting together in the church.
教会本身不是个建筑物，它是个有机体，它本身是一个信主人团聚在一起。
Church itself is not a housing, it is a congregation of those who believe in God.
那么今天一般的教会，在地上的教会普遍的荒凉。
Today we know that the churches are quite deserted.
根据这边教会一般的这个教会统计啊，在湾区已经超过100间的教会。
According to some survey, we know that there are over 100 Chinese churches in the Bay Area.
那这100间的教会平均率到底每个教堂有多少人呢？平均率只有123个人。
And yet the average size of the church is only about 123 people.
那我们三个家，第一家、二家、三家，加起来也不过300多人。
Now, of the three homes that we have in Home of Christ, we have altogether about 300 people.
一般讲起来，我们的光景实在太荒凉。
Generally speaking, we find the church are deserted.
所以今天的信息是讲一个兴旺的教会应当具备一些什么条件。
Therefore, today's message, we emphasize on a prosperous church. What type of qualifications, attributes?
求神赐福这篇信息能够帮助他自己的教会一天天从荒凉转为兴旺。
May the Lord bless this message so that his church, his congregation may day by day become more prosperous.
一个兴旺的教会，照刚才所读的经文，那就是起初教会的榜样。
A prosperous church is one that we read earlier, the early day church.
在历史上第一个教会就是耶路撒冷的教会。
In the church history, the first church is the church in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的教会有个最大的特点。
And in the church of Jerusalem, there is a big characteristic.
因为开始于一个五旬节。
And that is it began at Pentecost.
要请注意，教会是开始于五旬节，在五旬节以前没有教会。
I'd like to call your attention that the church began at Pentecost. Before that, there was no church.
什么叫做五旬节呢？
What is Pentecost?
那中文翻译五旬，旬是十天呢，一十天叫一旬呢，五旬就是五十天呢，五十天的节日。
Here, Pentecost is a 50 days festival.
怎么算法这五十天呢？
And how do we calculate that?
当耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
When Jesus Christ was crucified for our sin on the cross,
死后三天复活了。
Three days later, he resurrected from the dead.
复活之后有40天之久向众人显现。
And after his resurrection for 40 days, he appeared himself to the public.
第一次先向一个叫马大拉那个玛利亚显现。
And the first time, he appeared himself to Mary of Magdalene.
后来也向彼得、向约翰显现。
Later on, he appeared himself to John and also to Peter.
最后一次又向到500人同时显现。
And the last time, he appeared himself to 500 people at a time.
主用复活来证明他是永生的神的儿子。
And with resurrection, Jesus Christ appeared and proved himself as the Son of the living God.
他也用这个复活的事实来兼顾那许多信他的人。
And by his resurrection, he was also able to affirm the faith of those who believe him.
所以他有40天之久向众人显现。
And therefore, in 40 days, he appeared himself.
然后他就被接升天走了。 And
then he was accepted into the heavens.
许多人看他升天了，走了。 And
many people were looking at his ascension.
天使告诉他们说，你看见这位主如何升上去，将来还要如何回来。
And the angels were telling everybody that how you see Jesus Christ is ascending, later on he will also descend.
然后在耶路撒冷那个地方有120个基督徒在一起，在一个楼房上，叫做马可楼，这个楼上祷告，祷告了10天之久。
Then we know there were 120 disciples. They were gathering in a place, upper room, house of Mark, and they were gathering and praying together.
我们在那个第一家的Milbury那个第一家常常有个 upper room 那种小册子。 就是记载楼上那个祷告的生活。And
at Millbrae's church, we know that we got this devotion, a daily devotion that is called Upper Room, and it recorded the prayer life of the early days churches.
这个120个人在那边祷告了10天之后，五旬节开始圣灵就降临了。And
after those 120 people, they prayed for 10 days, and that was the beginning of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit descended.
从耶稣死里复活算起， 40天之后，再加了10天门徒的祷告，一共50天。到时候 Pentecost 这个无逊节就出现了。Therefore,
after Jesus Christ has resurrected, 40 days later, and then 10 more days, during that time the disciples prayed in the upper room, and then it was Pentecost.
自从五旬节开始之后，第一个教会，人类历史上第一个有形的教会、实质的教会出现了，就是耶路撒冷教会。And
at the Pentecost, that was the first time that a physical church appeared on this earth.
我们解释圣经有一个原则需要尊重。When
we interpret the Bible, there is something that we must follow.
就是说，凡是圣经中间第一次出现，无论是人是事，还是某一项原则，它都有示范性。And
that is, whenever something that only appeared once in the Bible, then whether it regards a man or God or Christ, it has a value of demonstration.
那么耶路撒冷教会是第一次出现的教会，他所作所为都有一种榜样示范性。And
therefore Jerusalem Church appeared for the first time, and it has a demonstrative value.
当然它也有一些弱点，这个弱点就成为一个警戒，就成为一个鉴戒。Of
course, we also see some weaknesses, and the weaknesses are for us to as a form of warning.
这个历史上第一个教会耶路撒冷教会有最大的特点怎么样？ 彼得传福音，一天中间3000人得救了，另外一天5000人得救了。The
biggest characteristic of the early day church was when Peter was preaching, one day 3,000 repented, another day 5,000 repented.
你就看见基督教何等兴旺，一下子3000人来了，一下子5000人来了，他们受洗、受浸、归入基督，在一起擘饼纪念主，那个光景实在是又美又善。Therefore,
we are able to see how prosperous was the early day church. Because the people repented and they were baptized into the church, and it was a good and beautiful scene.
是什么力量，或者说什么因素促成这种光景出现呢？
What was the power, or what was the reason for that to happen?
就是现在要写的，有四个条件，四种主要的因素，使得这个教会变成兴旺。
And this is what we're going to look at today, and that is there are four reasons, four factors, for the church to be prosperous.
今天我们的教会要想从荒凉变成复兴，也要走这个起初的路线。Today,
if our church is to be revived, we also need to have these four factors.
第一件，就是主将得救的人天天加给，是主动工，主把得救人天天加给教会。First
of all, the Lord adds a number daily to their church, and that is the Lord himself works.
请注意，所有教会的兴旺 不能够离开这个最基本的因素，就是主动工，主动的工。Let
me call your attention to the fact that all churches that are prosperous cannot be departed from the fact that the Lord himself works.
人怎么样动工都没有用，人你把什么力量都用出来了， 神要不祝福不同在，你就是没有办法。
No matter how hard men work, unless God is with them, there's nothing that's going to happen.
那么主将什么呢？把得救的人交给教会，请你注意这个得救的人。今天撒旦最厉害的方法，他也动工。撒旦是把不得救的人、没有重生的人，天天加给教会，塞给教会，让教会发生问题。
We see the scripture says that the Lord added the number who are saved daily to the church. We know Satan today is also working against God. It's adding the number who are not saved to the church, adding to the problems of the church.
是台北的基督教两三千人的聚会在那里。
In Taipei, in the Home of Christ, we have about 2,000 to 3,000 people meeting there.
我是个创办人，是个负责人，我真是不敢在神前抬头说有多少人真正得救，不敢说。
And as a founder, I don't dare to say that how many were really saved.
假如有一半以上人能够得救，我就是感谢赞美主了。
If over half are truly saved, I praise God for it.
恐怕有许多没有重生的人，就塞在教会里面，就制造问题，制造麻烦，像旧约时代那种闲杂人一样，掺杂在以色列中间，制造许多问题。
I'm afraid that there are some people that are not truly saved, and they add to the problem of the church.
那么主是把得救的人天天，不但一天，一天一天累积着，天天加给教会，一直添加给教会。
And our Lord adds the number who are saved to the church daily.
那么主给我们都是重生得救的。
The Lord gives us a born again life.
有人说得好，任何一个器皿摆在主的手里都是贵重。
Someone has said that any utensil that is placed in God's hand, it becomes an honorable utensil.
哪怕是个最污秽的人，摆在主的时候都变成圣洁了。
Even though it may be a person who is filthy, before God he can be useful.
当主与你同在的时候，主就在你心里动工改变你这个人。
But when God is with you, he is able to change your life.
古代波斯有一个预言，很美的预言。
We know of Persia there is a parable.
他说一个流浪汉啊，有一天走在路上，走在一个土地上，走在路上，哎，看到有一块石头在那里，他把它捡起来了。
It talks about a man who is just wondering, he's a wanderer, and one time he picks up a little stone.
这石头拿来闻一闻呢、啊，那个石头很香，有香味。
And he found out that it has a good fragrance.
哦呦，他想这定是宝石，这里挖进去里面有玉，有什么美玉在里面。
He thinks that maybe it's a precious stone, maybe there's some jade.
但是当他打碎了看里面什么东西都没有。
Then after he broke it, he found out there's nothing in there.
但是为什么会香呢？
But why is there a fragrance?
就发现一个真理了。
And he discovered this truth.
那预言是这样说，石头就说了，他说我之所以会香，是因为我常与玫瑰同在。
And the stone said that the reason that I smell good is because I keep company with roses.
玫瑰花落在地上，粘在这个石头上、土块上，这个石头上变香味了，有香了。
And the petals of the roses fell upon this rock, and this stone has become fragrant.
我们的心都像石头的心一样刚硬，但是当主的灵一进到我们里面来，给我们一个新的生，一个新的生命，重生之后，我们就能够流露基督馨香之气。
Our hearts are also like the stone hearts, but when the Holy Spirit come upon us, we are able to bear the fragrance of the Holy Spirit.
第一最要紧的就是一个兴旺的教会必须是主动工，主不动工没有兴旺。
Therefore, the first essential factor is that the Lord must work in this church, otherwise everything is in vain.
而且主动工不是一次的，是陆陆续续不断的天天的加增给你。
In addition, the Lord works not only once, but daily, and work daily.
那现在的问题是说，我们怎么样能够得着主的动工呢？
Then the question becomes, how are we able to get the Lord to co-labor with us?
除了祷告以外，没有第二条更好的道路。
Aside from prayer, there's no other way.
我记得那个 Dr. Billy Graham 到台湾去布道。
I remember when Dr. Billy Graham preached in Taiwan.
我们大家去欢迎他在飞机场。
And we were at the airport meeting him.
他说，同工们，我们谢谢你们预备这样一个机会给我来讲道。
And he said, co-workers, I thank you for providing me the opportunity to preach in Taiwan.
我现在要求你们三件重要的事情。
And he said, I'd like to make three requests.
大家都注意听了，什么三件？
And everyone paid attention.
那第一件事情，祷告。
First of all, prayer.
第二件事情，祷告。
Secondly, prayer.
第三件事情还是祷告。
And thirdly, prayer.
讲了半天都是祷告。
And all he talked about was prayer.
三件要紧事都是祷告。
And all the three important things were the same, prayer.
好像那个拿破仑讲的战争三个要素，第一金钱，第二金钱，第三还是金钱。
It's like Napoleon Bonaparte who said the three important things in a battle, in winning a battle, money, money, money.
打世界的仗需要金钱，打属灵的仗需要祷告。
When we fight a worldly battle, we need money. When we fight a spiritual battle, we need prayers.
当初120个倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹在一个小楼上祷告足足十天。
And therefore, in the early day church, we found 120 disciples who were God-fearing, and they gathered together to pray for 10 days.
感谢主，我们实在需要祷告。
We thank God we really need prayers.
好像有一位姊妹告诉我们的祷告实在不够。
One sister has told me that we really do not pray enough.
那实在是很扎我的心一句话，实在我们教会祷告的不够。
And this really hurt me and pierced my heart because I think that our church does not pray enough.
刚才冯弟兄告诉我，因为今天我来的迟一点，弟兄姊妹的祷告就为我祷告，怕我出了车祸的呀。
Today I got to the church a little late and Brother Fong told me that the brothers and sisters have already prayed for me thinking that I may be in an accident.
我想弟兄姊妹用祷告托住我，今天就第四堂，讲了三堂了。
And I really believe that your prayers have supported me because this is my fourth message for the day already.
我是八点半就开始在三家讲一个 pre-study, 就是先给那些弟兄姊妹讲一点他们怎么样带领人的讲一篇道。
At 8:30 this morning, I had a pre-study with the brothers in the third home of Christ.
然后11点到12点半就是讲道。
And then of course 11 to 12:30, that was my first morning message.
然后领了圣餐。
And then had the communion.
吃了饭之后又给他们解答问题。
And then I had a question and answer period for them.
看已经2点10分了赶快就走了。
And then it was 2:10 that I left the church.
我知道祷告的重要。
I know the importance of prayers.
你们在这用祷告托住我的里面就有平安。
And as you pray for me, I find peace in my heart.
一个强有力的讲台离开了祷告就什么都没有。
A powerful pulpit cannot do anything without the support of prayer.
19世纪称为传道人之王的那个 Spurgeon 这位先生。
The 19th century so-called king of all the preachers, Spurgeon.
人家从世界各地各方去看他怎么讲道。
And everyone, people from all over the world went over to watch how he preached.
他在伦敦讲道。
And he was preaching in London.
那个时候没有麦克风，他用一个人讲道，3000人听他讲道。
At that time there was no microphone and he was able to preach to 3000 people.
上帝给他一个金的嗓子，叫做金嗓子，实在是讲不哑的嗓子。
And God has given him a golden voice, a voice that always sounds good.
哦，世界各地各方人去请教他，传道人讲，你是怎么得到力量？你怎么能够这样讲道？请问他。
And preachers from all over the world went to ask him, how is it that you are able to preach with such conviction and power?
他说我就带你看这个我这个能力的来源在什么地方。
He said, let me show you the source of my power.
原来他这个讲道的地方在上面底下 basement 底下有600人给他祷告。
And he showed them that at the pulpit, in the basement from the pulpit, there were 600 people praying for him.
那个600人祷告拖住上面3000个人。
And the 600 people were praying, and their prayers supported the 3,000 in the congregation.
所以他就有能力。
And therefore he had the power.
我们真是需要祷告。
We really need prayers.
我巴不得要求弟兄姊妹有十天的祷告。
I really hope that we will have 10 days of prayer.
那更多是更好。
The more the better.
巴不得那个禁食祷告。
Maybe we can fast and pray.
只有一个题目。
And there is only one topic.
求主复兴教会。
May the Lord revive our church.
不是单单我们自己的教会。
Not only our own church.
所有众教会。
But all the churches on earth.
我们小一点说湾区的华人教会为了祷告。
Or maybe we pray for the Bay Area churches.
我们相信以祷告主就动工。
I feel that if we pray, then God will work.
一些节书里有一句话说耶和华神要加增以色列家的人数。
In Ezekiel, it talks about that Jehovah, God, He wants to add the numbers in God's family.
但是以色列家要祷告，你祷告他就动工，你不祷告上帝不做事。
But the Israelites need to pray in order for God to work.
所以我们看见这个120个人十天的迫切祷告就带下了一个最大的祝福，五旬节到了。
Therefore, we see the 120 people, they prayed fervently for 10 days and it brought about the blessings of Pentecost.
而五旬节圣灵降临，那是五旬节最大的事情，圣灵降临了。
Of course, during the Pentecost, the most important event was the Holy Spirit came upon them.
因为主耶稣说，我若不去，那保惠师就不来，我要去了，保惠师就来了。 圣灵跟耶稣做接棒的工作。
For Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, if I don't go, then the Comforter will not come. And therefore we see that the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, they were passing on the baton of a relay.
当五旬节圣灵降临的时候什么光景呢？
At the Pentecost, what was happening?
哦，忽然有天上有响声下来。
And all of a sudden, there was a great sound, blowing of a violent wind came from heaven.
这是说明圣灵降临是来自天上，不是来自人间。
It tells us the Holy Spirit has come from heaven, not from among men.
然后一阵大风吹过去。
And then there was a violent wind.
这个大风代表能力。
And the violent wind represents power.
主说你晓不晓得风从哪里来，不晓得风从哪里去。
Our Jesus has, Lord has said, do you know where the wind has come from and where does it go?
我们说来无踪去无迹，不晓得怎么来怎么去，但是你可以感觉到风的影响。
We say we don't know where it came from, where it goes, but we can feel the effects of the wind.
大风吹过之后呢，充满了他们所住的屋子，都被那个风吹充满了。
And filled the house where they were sitting.
然后就有一件事情发生，舌头好像舌头一样，像火焰，舌头就显出来了，落在他们个人头上。
And then something happened. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that came to rest on each of them.
这个舌头代表言语讲话。
The tongues represented languages, speech.
火焰也代表一种能力。
Fire also represent power.
因为圣经说上帝是烈火，要焚烧一切的污秽。
The Bible tells us that God is is a burning flame and wants to consume all the evils.
这个舌头一样像火焰烧，就落在他们个人头上，淋在他们身上。
And therefore the fiery tongues fall on each of them.
然后一件最宝贝的经验就出现了，就他们就被圣灵充满。
And then the most wonderful experience happened, and that is they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
而这个圣灵充满的最具体的表现是什么呢？
And the most concrete manifestation was
就是按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
And that is, according to the gift that they received, they were able to speak in different languages.
这些人都会讲话。
And these people were able to speak.
主打开他们的口了。
God has opened their mouth.
赐给他们口才了。
Gave them the talents.
他们能够讲道。
They were able to preach.
能够讲说神的大作为。
They were able to talk about the wonders of God.
并且很奇妙地说出各国的话来了。
Also wonderfully that they were able to speak in different tongues.
那里面讲到乡谈，就是乡谈就是 mother tongue, 那种母就是母语，让自己最土话。
Here it talks about that they all speak in different native languages, mother tongues.
那这种乡谈就是一听起来怎么样，有种亲切之感。
And these, when we hear someone speak in mother tongue, we feel very close to him.
所以有一个解经家就这样解释，他说当初第一次圣灵降临到耶路撒冷教会，他们说的话呢，人家听起来就亲切之感，好像听乡音一样，讲同乡的话一样。
One theologian has said that when Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they were able to speak in different tongues, and people who heard themfelt that they were close as if they were their kinsmen.
我们把它算一算，这里有16种的语言，16种的人来自不同16种的人。
And when we counted the native languages, we found that there were 16 different kinds.
在他这个120人在这讲的话，可能他们都是讲犹太话。
The 120 people, they were probably all Jews speaking Jewish.
但是圣灵亲自做翻译的工作，好像在夜风一样，每个人都听见他讲的是他的乡音。
But the Holy Spirit was doing interpretations here, and everyone that was listening, thinking that he was listening to his own mother tongue.
最要紧那个乡音啊，乡谈最重要一点就是亲切之感，听了觉得扎心，听了很受用，听了这是我需要听的，有这种感觉。
And the most important thing about this mother tongue is the fact that it is so close, feeling that it is something that one really needs.
这是圣经告诉我们，第一次圣灵降临在教会。所有的表现就是他们有口才，能够传讲神的大作为。
The Bible tells us this is the manifestation of what happened the first time the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples.
这里面不是讲一种好像一般讲方言，讲一种舌音，讲一种人家听不懂的话，不是那个意思。
We know here it is not talking about speaking in tongues like the ones that are quite often talked about nowadays.
最近好几位弟兄姊妹。对于这个圣灵充满的工作非常渴慕，跟我来交通。
Many brothers and sisters who are really anxious to know about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我想圣灵在第一家有，第二家有，第三家今天也有，都给我谈到这件事情。
The first, second, and also the third home of Christ, there were people asking me about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我想我们的时候到了。
I think the time has come.
神要赐福我们的教会。
God wants to bless this church.
神要我们经历那个圣灵充满。
God wants us to experience being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是我们有一个责任，要预备好我们自己来接受。
But we have the responsibility of preparing ourselves to be able to receive it.
你如果不迫切的祷告，
If we really do not pray,
带着渴慕的心来祷告，
And have hunger for God's gifts.
这样说，主啊，你不给我，我就不放你走，那样子样。
The prayer like Jacob offered, if you don't give it to me, I will not let you go.
好像雅各在宾诺伊勒一样，抱住那个天使，你不给我祝福，我不放你走，有那种迫切。
And Jacob, he was wrestling, and he wrestled, and he grabbed a hold of angels, and then he said, unless you give it to me, I will not let you go.
但是有一件事情非常重要，一定要注意。
But there is something that is very important, we have to pay attention.
这个问题已经困扰了神的众教会。
We know that Satan has already bounded the churches.
那就是方言的问题。
And that is this problem of speaking in tongues.
Peter 对我翻译，我就想起一件事情了。这个吴勇长老，诸位知道，在台湾神所重一个仆人吴勇长老，我跟他同工了十年多。
We know that Elder Wu Yong and I have worked together for over 10 years.
我们在一个中，就是海外，这个华人宣道协会，我们俩同工了十多年。
And worked together in a overseas mission group.
在那个场合，我们有十年的同工，他是有圣灵充满的经验。
We know that he has had the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他也有说方言的经验。
He also has the experience of speaking in tongues.
但是他告诉我，在他们教会里面发生一件很严重的事情。
He told me that in their church something happened that was quite serious.
正巧在我所服侍的教会台北也有类似的事情。
And it was a coincidence that in the church that I serve in Taipei, similar incident happened.
一个青年的姊妹非常渴慕追求主。
A young sister who was eager to serve the Lord.
后来一天她说了方言了。
And one day she started to speak in tongues.
你所谓方言什么时候听不懂的滴滴答答什么一些说人家听不懂那种话说出来了。
And he spoke something that nobody was able to understand.
那么她很高兴她这圣灵充满了。
She was very happy thinking that she was filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后就到教会里面去做见证。
And then she came to the church to witness.
她不是公开做见证她一个两个的个别的把许多青年弟兄姊妹告诉她说你要说方言。
She did not testify in the public, but one by one, she told the brothers and sisters that they had to speak in tongues.
你还给他教他一种方法。
And also taught them a way.
哦，你把手举起来。
Raise your hands.
啊，嘴张大大的。
And then open your mouth.
舌头卷卷的。
And then you turn your tongue.
然后就讲四个字。
And then you say four words.
叫做哈利路亚四个字。
Say hallelujah.
拼命叫哈利路亚，还要叫了几千几百遍啊。
And after you scream for many times.
讲到后来啊，自然而然舌头就会卷起来了啊。
And then you will find that your tongue is able to twirl.
哦，自然方言就出来了。
And then you will find that you will be able to speak in tongues.
先是四个字哈利路亚。
In the beginning, it's only four sounds.
讲得再快就变成哈利路了。
And then it becomes hallelujah.
下面那个哑字就没有了哈。
And then you omit the last syllable.
再快一点就变哈利哈利就变哈利了。
And then later on it becomes哈利。
那再快一点哈哈哈哈就哈哈了。
And then later on it becomes 哈哈。
哈哈哈了几百几千遍就方言就出来了。
And then after many times you'll be able to speak in tongues.
他不但这样讲写出来发给大家叫他这样做。
Not only that, but she also wrote it down and she passed it out to everyone.
后来有人就给我讲这件事情。
And someone was telling me,
我就找他来谈话。
And I asked her to come and talk to her.
我说姊妹啊你有这个经验我很为你恭喜感谢主。
I said, sister, I congratulate you for your experience.
但是你不要用你自己的方法作为一种教导来教导那些青年让他这样照他这样做。
But you should not use this your own way as a way to teach other people.
照我所知道圣灵带领的方式不会完全相同的。
According to what I know, the Holy Spirit does not lead everyone the same way.
最糟糕是他这么来以后啊就变成引起很多困扰的事情。
First of all, after what happened to her, there were many disturbances in the church.
比方说他说一个人没有说方言就没有得救。
For instance, she said if unless a person speaks in tongues, she's not saved.
那糟了我们教会里面大部分都没有得救都没有说方言都没有得救。
Now, if that was the case, then most of the members of the church were not saved because they were not speaking in tongues.
他讲说方言人是属灵的，他才能够带领人。你们没有说方言就不配带领人。
She said,
向教会领导人挑战。
She said, those who speak in tongues are leaders. They are spiritual leaders. Those who don't, they should not lead the church.
他说道不能够救人，只有方言能够救人。
And she said the words of God cannot save people, only the tongues can save people.
我就把她找来了。
So I called her.
我说你是怎么得救的知道吗
I said, how were you saved?
她不讲。
She did not say.
我说根据我的记录你是七年前我传福音你决志信主的你在我的受浸。
I said, according to my record, you were saved in my church 7 years ago and I baptized you.
你说道不能够救人救人那么你是怎么得救的你就是道把你在圣经你听信道从听道而来是圣经的话。
You said, words of God cannot save you while you were saved by the words of God, like in the Bible it says, those who believe because they listen to the words of God.
后来他就带了一批人出去了。
So later on, she brought some people and they left the church.
自己搞了一个什么方言性。
In their lives.
找到一个已经有太太的人，一个有妇之夫跟他谈恋爱。
And she met someone who was already married, and he was courting her.
还要叫人教会许多弟兄姊妹同意他这样做法。
And she was trying to obtain approval from the people in the church.
他说我为着帮助那个人，同情那个人，那个人说他太太太多欺负了，我帮助同情他，他就跟他恋爱。
And she was telling the people that because of my affection for him, because he was being treated, mistreated, and therefore I'm helping him.
我去年回到台湾去，我就看见这个人已经到医院里去了，到了神经病医院去了。
And last year when I went to Taiwan, I found out that this woman is already in a mental institution.
我实在很难过，很好的一个姊妹，但是走误入歧途，走到错误的路里面去了。
I really feel terrible because this is a good sister, but she has gone astray.
因为她强调她自己那个经验。
Because she thinks that only her experience was genuine.
没有照着圣经的教训。
And she did not follow the teaching of the Bible.
高举她自己。
And she exalted herself.
没有高举基督。
She did not exalt Christ.
这是非常危险的事情。
And this is a very dangerous thing.
我们要看见第一个教会第一次被人充满什么？他得到口才，不是说方言的。
We see that the first gift that the church, early day church received was the ability to speak, not speaking in tongues.
Peter 告诉我一次，吴永长老跟他讲，他说，哎呀，听到他这样讲，你们晓得我这样讲，没有高举我自己。他说，吴永讲的，寇弟兄讲到是出口成章啊，你怎么翻译？
Elder Wu Yong has many times speak in the public and said that Brother Cole is able to speak without a script.
他告诉我这个。我也听到他在别人讲，他到各处讲，结果我害得我到各处领会，人都问我，哎，你教教我怎么样出口成章来讲道。
And therefore, many times when I go to different places to preach, people have approached me and say, "Teach me. How is it that you're able to speak without a script?"
我只好说我的见证。
And I am able to give my testimony.
我是一个最不会讲话的人。
I really am not eloquent at all.
在小学念书的时候，到外婆家去，一句话都不敢讲，人家说我是个哑巴，就是个哑巴。
When I was in elementary school, when I went to my grandmother's house, people think that I was mute. I was not able to speak anything.
一看人就害怕，这一句话就乱讲，说的直接说话就是发抖的样子。
I was very nervous and I stuttered.
在小学五年级念书。
It was fifth grade.
那个老师叫我们说话。
And of course, we had this lesson to learn how to public speaking.
在三十年代，我在小学念书，那个时候有种说话，这个课叫做说话，学习说话就是演讲的意思，叫说话。
This was in the 30s, in the 1930s, and I was taking this course, in public speaking.
然后老师就叫你要来练习说话。
So the teachers encourage every student to speak, up front of the class.
每个人给一分钟说话。
And everyone had 1 minute.
一分钟太快了，一下就过去了。
1 minute is really too short.
一分钟叫你讲篇什么演讲啊？
You have to give a speech in 1 minute.
那么我就回家就预备一个信息，叫做我还记得叫做读书之乐，乐如何？读书之乐怎么会乐法
And I was preparing the speech that I had, and that is the joy of studying.
是我们家里大人替我起的稿子，我就拼命死背，背了一套啊。
And the other members of the family helped me to prepare this essay, and I memorized it.
然后到了时候了，一个人就上去演讲了。
And then when the time came, everyone just got up to the front.
轮到我上去了。
When it was my turn,
我就拿着那个演讲稿。
And I had the script with me.
其实已经背着了滚瓜烂熟了，但是还是要拿着稿子上去啊。
I really had already memorized it, but I wanted to bring the script
所以老师说不准带稿子，稿子要放下，不准带。
And the teacher said, no, leave the script.
这下糟了，我本来要看稿子的，本来其实会背，还是要稿子，没有稿子是害怕的。这一上去的时候啊，一句话都不记得了，完全忘记了。
I really couldn't memorize it, but because of the fact that I was not allowed to bring the script with me, I got up there and I was so nervous I did not remember a thing.
然后正好上台举个躬说，老师，各位同学，讲了。
I bow and then I said, teacher and fellow students.
然后不是讲题目了吗？连题目都给忘了，想不起来。
And then it was the turn to talk about the topic, but I was so nervous I forgot the topic.
那用什么方法呢？
What did I do?
我说背书上背不起来，从头再来一起就再背啊。那我就用再来过，好，再说一遍，老师各位同学再来一遍。
The best way when you memorize something when you're stuck is to go to the beginning. So I started out with teacher and fellow students.
这还是想不出来。
And I was stuck again.
这老师在看表，一分钟很快嘛。他说快点快点快点，时间不多了，就快点。
And the teacher was looking at the watch and say, hurry up, hurry up, go on.
这一催我一急更糟糕，都忘干净了，没有记得了。
And when I was urged, I found out that I remember nothing at all.
最好第三次再来一次，老师各位同学再来一遍。
So I started from the beginning at all. I said, teacher and fellow students.
刚说完，老师说时间到，下台，就下去。
And the teacher said, time is up, come down.
这是我生平第一次站讲台。
And that was the first time that I was speaking in the public.
讲了三遍，老师各位同学，你看。
I said, teacher and fellow students for three times.
后来念书到中学再念书，又还是不会讲话。
Later on in high school, I was still not able to speak in the public.
我真是不晓得为什么上帝拣选我做传道。
I really don't know why God has chosen me to become a preacher.
刚刚开始做传道那五年非常辛苦。
I remember the first 5 years was really strenuous.
整天就埋头写讲章，背讲章。
Every day I was spending all my time writing the script and also memorizing the script.
记忆力又不好。
And I had a bad memory.
又不想拿着稿子念。
I did not want to read from the script.
讲几句又忘了，又得看一下，看又怕，不怕人家看怎么样？哎，总是烦，总是很不自然了。
I say a few things and then I look at the script and then I don't want it to show, so I was very awkward.
一直到有一天
，And then one day,
主的恩典临到我
，Lord's grace came upon me.
参加一个聚会
，I went to a meeting.
都是青年的聚会
，It was all young people.
弟兄坐这边，姊妹坐那边
，And the brothers on one side and the sisters on another side.
我已经做了传道了，我去参加这个特别聚会，是别人教会，不是我们教会，我就带着圣经坐在后面。
And I was already a preacher, so I brought my Bible and I sat in the back.
另外一位年长的弟兄拿着公文包，就上班的，还他跑来偷偷的跑出来在聚会，拿着公文包坐在听到。
And there was an elderly brother. He had come probably directly from work because he had his briefcase with him.
从美国回去的，到台湾去的一个美国与中国的牧师去做讲道。
There was a minister who had been ministering in the United States. He was in Taiwan preaching.
他做见证，他说
，He was testifying.
他说他被因为信仰的缘故被他父亲赶走，不让他在家里。
He said because of his faith for our Lord, he was discarded. He was disowned from his family, from his parents.
他引用诗篇的话说，我父母离弃我。耶和华收留我，他这样讲。
And he quoted from the psalm saying that my parents have discarded me, but Jehovah has accepted me.
他说完了，不能说了。
And after he said that, he was not able to continue.
心被恩感，站在台上流泪。
Because his spirit was touched by the Holy Spirit, and he was tearing, he was weeping.
他就不能说话了，就流泪流泪，一直流泪。
And he was not able to say a thing, and we just see the teardrops falling.
我坐在后面了。感觉到一阵大风，就像圣经讲，一阵大风吹过来一样。
And I was sitting back, and I felt a wind, a violent wind, like in the Bible.
先从这边姊妹们开始吹过来了。
And it comes from the side of the sisters.
就吹到这边弟兄们了。
And it came to the brothers.
再吹过去，再过去，就一山一山这样吹。
And the winds were to and fro.
反正这风所吹到的地方怎么样呢
？And the places where the wind was,
大家痛哭流泪。
And everyone was weeping in tears.
没有一个人不哭的。
Not one was not crying.
他吹到哪里哪里哭，吹到哪里就一直扇来扇去，直冲咕咚就哭过去。
And the wind was blowing to and fro, and everyone that was touched by the wind was crying.
这个风吹到最后了。
And finally, it got to the back.
我坐在那，还一个弟兄我不认得，一个拿公文包的，两个成年人坐在那。
And there I was sitting, and also this man who had a briefcase with him.
我就看到我旁边这个人呢，抱着这个公文包，拼命压。拼命压压住自己，不想哭，不想哭了，拼命憋在那儿，憋憋憋半天，憋不住，爆炸起来，跳起来，蹦起来，大哭大叫。
And I noticed this man that had the briefcase, he was trying to suppress from crying, Finally, he exploded and he got up and he cried.
我正在看他呢，乖乖，我自己也跳起来，也叫起来。
And I was looking at him, I found myself also crying.
我相信我一向啊，这个行事为人也还端正。
And I think I'm a very conservative type.
大叫大喊我从来不会的。
I don't think I will break up crying.
就是祷告的是安安静静，没有哇大叫大喊，不会这样做的。
Even in praying, I'm usually very reserved. I will not break out crying.
但是那个场合禁不住，禁止不住，没办法，不由自主，哇，整个痛苦流泪，叫起来，喊起来。
But in that circumstance, no one was able to suppress from crying.
虽然大家都在哭啊，哭得好像很有秩序，很有秩序，不乱。
Even though everyone was crying, it was in an orderly manner.
那整个聚会就停在那里，不能动。
The whole meeting was at a standstill.
讲道人在那不讲了，就哭。
And the preacher was standing there crying.
听道人也没得听，就在那哭。
And the congregation, they did not have anything to listen to. They were crying. 那哭了多久啊？I don't know how long that lasted.
那个司会的弟兄啊，他看不对，老是哭哭哭不完，怎么办呢？他就起来说：“好、哦，安静，安静，安静，叫安静。”
And the chairman tried to calm everyone down.
这一叫安静，大家勉勉强强收住了，收住了。
And as soon as that happened, everyone stopped.
他就匆匆忙忙做个祷告结束，就结束散会。
And he made a closing prayer, and then the meeting was over.
没有一个人觉得应当走掉。
But not one wanted to depart from the seat.
主还在这里。
For the Lord was still there.
不能走。
No one was able to leave.
他就觉得不能走。
No one felt that he was able to leave.
弟兄啊，司会就拼命赶，去，明天再来，明天再来，拼命赶大家走。
And the chairman of the meeting was saying, the one that was presiding the meeting, say, everyone should go home now, come back tomorrow.
好了，明天有的又来了。
The next day,
哇，这消息传出去，明天来了人山人海，不知道堆了多少人。
The next day, because of what people have heard, there were many, many more people.
来了那么多人，其实要去看今天圣灵怎么做工了。
Everyone wanted to see how the Holy Spirit was going to work.
同样的讲员
same preacher,
也讲得很好
had a good sermon.
讲完了
after the sermon,
做了祷告
he prayed.
哦，要散会了
and then the meeting was over.
什么事情也没发生
nothing happened.
没一件事情发生
nothing happened.
大家很奇怪，今天怎么了？准备好来接受就没有东西，怎么样？没有。
Everyone was curious. Why is it that there was nothing that happened?
真是给我们看见一个真理啊，可遇不可求啊。
So we really see that this type of things we cannot expect it to happen, but sometimes it happens.
神给我们特别的经历，真是可遇不可求。你可以祷告，你可以仰望，你可以等候，你不能勉强他给你。
Sometimes a gift, the blessings of God, are something that we can encounter when God gives it to us, but we cannot expect.
从那一次以后
，from that time on,
到现在算的话25年了。
This has been 25 years now.
我完全从讲章里面释放出来。
I am completely released from my script.
我不再写讲章了。
I no longer write the script.
就这样讲了。
I just preach.
我就记得一个纲要。
I remember a theme.
所以里面带领讲。
And by the guidance of the Holy Spirit inside.
神开了我的口。
For God has opened my mouth.
他们说你要记够弟兄的讲章，你就这样照他录音再写，就是一篇文章。他们这样讲了。
Some people have said that if you are going to write down the message according to the tape recorder, the tape, you will have a good essay.
我知道那是谁做的。
I know who authored the script.
圣灵的工作不是人的工作。
But the Holy Spirit has authored the script.
如果说人有这么大本领，那是太骄傲了。
If we say that someone has the ability to speak without script, that is boasting.
所以圣灵降临，四个人口才能够讲道，述说神的大作为。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit give us the gift to be able to speak eloquently and to describe the glory of God.
我们不能否认一个兴旺的教会必须要有一个强有力的讲台。
We cannot deny the fact that a prosperous church needs a powerful pulpit.
我们不能高举任何传道人，但是我们不能否认讲台的功用。
I cannot exalt any man, as a preacher. However, we cannot deny the importance of the pulpit.
但是下面还有两件事是会众都应当做的。
But there are two other factors that the congregation ought to do.
一个是赞美神，一个是得众民的喜爱。
One is to praise God, and one is to find favor in all people.
就所谓容神益人。
And that is to glorify God and to benefit others.
这是全会众都应当做。
This is something that everyone in the congregation should do.
怎么样赞美神呢？
How do we praise God?
我最喜欢司布真的一个解释。
I really like the explanation of Spurgeon.
他说赞美的里面有眼泪。
And he said, inside praises there are tears.
赞美是个祭，祭是牺牲的祭。
And his praises are offerings.
每一个赞美里面都有十字架。
And these are sacrificial offerings that they contain crosses.
换句话说，一个受苦的人流着眼泪唱诗赞美神，上帝喜悦。
In other words, one who has been suffering, in suffering, he is able to raise a cross in tears and praising God, and that one will find favor in God's sight.
如果说今天上帝赐福你平安、喜乐、健康、事业顺利、家庭美满啊，父母都健康，儿女都听话，哎，事业都好，你会赞美神，那有什么稀奇呢？
If God has granted you blessings, that you are wealthy, you are healthy, and you have good children, good family, and you are able to praise God, what is the value of that praises?
今天徐牧师在这里，当徐牧师一个大儿子在台湾车祸去世的时候，我在领那个追思礼拜，他跟他的师母两人站起来唱赞美诗，这叫做赞美。
We see Reverend Xu with us today. We know in Taiwan when the eldest son had an accident and went to be with the Lord, I was presiding at the memorial service, and I saw that Reverend Xu and Mr. Xu, they were singing in tears, praising God, and that is true praises to God.
丧子之痛，你晓得那个痛苦，儿子死掉了，谁不痛苦啊？能够唱出赞美谁吗？你不怨天不留人算好了，你还能够唱主啊，你是对的，你永远是对的，这叫做赞美。
The pain of losing one's own relative, one's son, is so severe that the fact that he is able to praise God and not grumble about God or murmur and complain about men, that is true praises to God.
在台北基督教还有一个见证。
In Taipei, in the home of Christ, there is yet another testimony.
一对年长的弟兄姊妹，老弟兄老姊妹都是心脏病，很严重。
An elderly couple, they are both Christians.
他一个儿子在空军做飞行官。他是也非常爱主的青年人。
They have a son who is in the Air Force, a pilot, also a God-fearing Christian.
这个青年的这个飞行官呢，带领很多他们的这空军里面人听到悔改信主。
And this young man, he has brought many colleagues from the military officers to come to the church.
但是有两个他最好的朋友始终不信。
There were two that refused to accept Christ.
有一天呢，我接到一个电话。
One day I received a telephone call.
空军总部这个政治部给我打电话。
And it was from the headquarters of the Air Force.
因为到我曾经到空军里面去讲道过，他们认得我。
Because I preached there several times, they know me.
他说我们有一个很艰难的任务啊，要拜托你，麻烦你来完成。
And I was told that there is a very difficult task they want me to do.
就我心想，我又不会坐飞机，我又不会飞，叫我什么完成什么任务？飞去空军总部要我去完成什么任务？
And I was puzzled because I don't know how to fly, and this assignment has come from the Air Force headquarters.
他说：“你晓得某某人吗？”我知道，这是我们教会的弟兄了。他说昨天呢，他飞行出去没有回来，死了。
And the official said, "Do you know so and so?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, yesterday he went out flying. He never returned. He has died."
飞机出事了。
There was an accident.
摔下烧死了。
And he was burnt.
他说：“我们知道他的父母啊，都是心脏病，很严重。”
Now we know that his parents have severe heart problems.
但是照规矩，我们应该先通知他父母，然后才能宣告这件事情。但我们不敢，因为他父母俩都是严重心脏病，受不了这个打击。
Now according to our policy, we really should tell his parents first, but we don't dare to do that because they have heart problems.
他说现在叫拜托你这个牧师了，你去跟他们去讲，叫我去跟他父母去讲。
Therefore, I'd like to ask you as a minister to tell them about this.Accident.
这实在是件很艰难的任务。
Now this was indeed a terrible assignment.
我们传福音是报大好的信息，结果去报大坏的信息，怎么报吧？
When we preach the gospel, we are talking about the good news. But to tell someone that his loved one has died, it's an evil, it's a wicked news, a bad news.
拼命祷告。
So I prayed fervently.
先找到他的父亲了。
Then I found his father.
我想办法告诉他这件事情。
I tried to tell him.
哦，究竟你弟兄还经得住一点？他虽然痛苦啊。但是还勉强撑得住。
This brother, he was able to tolerate.
他告诉我说：“你千万不能告诉我的太太，她受不了。”
He said, "You can't tell this to my wife. She is not able to take that."
那怎么办呢？
What am I going to do?
儿子没有回来，怎么办？怎么说呢？
The son hasn't come back.
一直骗他说出差去了，就是出差。
So we have to tell her that he went on a business trip.
过了两个礼拜，不能老是出差不回来呀，那没办法了。
After 2 weeks.We did not know how to say it.
后来就跟我商量，他说我这样好了，明天呢，你来跟他讲。
And so he told me, he said, "Tomorrow, why don't you come and tell her?"
这就是老弟兄说的，明天要跟他太太讲了。他说，但是我已经准备好了一些人。
This man wanted to tell his wife about that, but he has already prepared.
准备一个医生,
he's got a medical doctor,
他们家庭的医生,
the family doctor,
还有一个护士小姐,
and also a nurse,
再加我这个传道人,
and also the minister.
还有两个,
also the two other friends of his son, of her son.
这两个青年叫这个年老的父母都叫他干爹干爸, 就拜他们做干爹干爸这样的。
They were really God children of these parents.
但这两个青年还没信主。
But they were not Christians yet.
好了，第二天我们一大队人马浩浩荡荡都到家里去了。
So now the next day, those people were gathered around in the house.
那个护士小姐还带个氧气筒。
And the nurse, she had an oxygen tank with her.
一按电铃啊,
so the bell rang.
这个老先生来开门了。
And the elderly gentleman opened the door.
我们还装作好像装作没事似的, 啊,
and we pretended there was nothing happening.
进去了,
we went in.
这个老姊妹坐在那里。
And we found this elderly sister sitting there.
非常敏感的人。
Very sensitive person.
她一看牧师来了,医生来了,护士来了,氧气筒来了,这一大堆来的,这做什么的, 啊?
And she saw the minister, the doctor, the nurse, and the oxygen tank.
她就问,
and she asked,
跟她丈夫, 怎么样, 是不是我们小孩子有事情?
She said, something happened to her son.
她就不敢答复。
And her husband did not know how to answer.
就瞧着我, 看我,
look at me.
我也不敢答复。
I did not know how to answer.
我看医生,
I look at the doctor.
医生看护士,
and the doctor look at the nurse.
护士看氧气筒。
The nurse look at the oxygen tank.
甚至大家都不敢说。
No one dare to say anything.
结果还是这个, 他这个父亲在那碰碰我的, 你去讲啊, 就我去讲。
And so they asked me to say it.
我生平碰到这种难事也很多, 这种是很难处理, 怎么处理? 啊?
All my life I have encountered several times of these difficult incidents.
求主赦免, 我也是个小信的人, 我爸一说了就死掉了, 受不了。
May God forgive me because I don't have enough faith. I was afraid that the minute I break the news, she would probably pass out.
我走过去了,
I went over.
她要站起来。
She wanted to stand up.
我说你请坐,
I said, no, please be seated.
我按着她肩膀给她讲话,
I hold her shoulder.
我说老姊妹,
I said, sister, let me tell you.
主把你的儿子接去了。
God has already received your son.
我都听不见我的声音, 都发抖,
and I heard my voice was shaking. It was very difficult for me to say that.
我说,
God has already taken away your son.
第一个反应,
and the first response was her face went pale.
哇,就跟过来了,
and the doctor right away got the oxygen tank.
第二个反应,
and the second response,
马上他就镇静下来,
right away she was calmed.
没有,不能不哭, 眼泪是流下来,
the tears came.
但她告诉那医生说, 不必, 不要, 不要氧气筒。
She told the doctor, she said, no, I don't need the oxygen tank.
我靠主受得了。
And by the Lord's grace, I'm able to take that.
她第一件事做什么, 你晓得?
And you know what the first thing she did?
转向这两个她儿子最好的同学。
And she turned to the two good friends
她说,
of her son.
她说我告诉你, 我儿子生, 他叫他儿子名字, 他说他生前的时候一直带着你听道听到让你信, 你不信。
And you know, she turned to these two young men and she said, you know, when my son, and she called her name, his name, and she said, when he was alive, he had wanted you to repent and you did not.
现在他走了, 到天上去了。
Now he has left and he has gone to heaven.
我问你, 你还要不要给我的儿子见面?
Let me ask you, do you want to see my son again?
这两个青年给他问, 给这干妈问的, 也不知道该怎么说了。 说当然愿意了。
These two young men were asked by their godmother, and they did not know how to answer. They said, sure, we'd like to see your son again.
这个老子们说, 你要愿意的话, 你现在这个样子做不到, 你看不见他。
And she said, if you want to see him, the status that you have right now, you will never see him.
他马上就传起福音来, 他说有两条路, 你知道不知道?
And she right away preached the gospel. She said, there are two ways, did you know?
一条路通向天堂, 一条路通向地狱。
One leads to heaven and one leads to hell.
我儿子信耶稣, 上天堂了。
My son, being a Christian, has already gone to heaven.
他虽然今天死了, 去了,
even though now that he has died,
但是主耶稣有话, 有应许给他,
but Jesus Christ has promised,
信我的人虽然死了, 也必定复活,
those who believe in me, even though they may die, they will be resurrected.
所以我相信他会复活,
therefore I believe that he will resurrect.
我相信当耶稣再来的时候, 我把他带来,
I know that when Christ shall come again, that he will also be brought alive.
就是我和我的丈夫都比我儿都相信这个耶稣。
My husband and I and our son, we all believe in this Jesus Christ.
所以我们将来都有团圆的机会。
Therefore, we all have a chance to see one another again.
但是你们两个人不信。
But you too have not believed.
将来我儿子再来的时候，你见不到他。
In the future, when my son shall come again, you shall not see him.
两条道路。
Two different ways.
不能走在一起。
You cannot walk together.
除非你现在信。
Unless you believe.
如果信我的儿所信的神，也信我所信的神，你就能跟他见面将来。
If you believe in a God that my son and I believe in, then you shall meet him.
然后问他说，你们俩现在要不要信耶稣？
And ask them, do you want to believe?
啊，我看见这两个青年人跪下去了，扑在这个老太太面前，说干妈，我也要信，信你所信的那一位，虽然我不认识他，我要信他。你看。
And the two young men, they fell on their knees and they said, Godmother, we want to believe in the same God that you believe in.
因为他看见了一个人失去爱子的时候，他不是在那哀哀欲绝的哭难过，他是想到这个世上的灵魂的重要。
Because they have witnessed an elderly lady who has lost a son, who has just heard about losing a son, and yet not crying and weeping, but has remembered the fact that these young men have not known God.
这个叫做赞美。
And this is the power.
赞美神这样赞美。
And this is the true praises.
里面有眼泪，里面有十架，里面有痛苦，里面有一个不是绝望的失望。
In the innermost area, in the heart, there are tears, there are sufferings, there are seemingly despair, but not so.
失去儿子当然失望，但是并不绝望，将来还有福再见面的机会。
Because losing one's son, of course, it puts one in despair, but it is not hopeless, for the hope is about to come.
然后在追思礼拜上，我讲到这两个青年，我从来没有在追思礼拜呼召的，那天特别呼召上，我说愿意今天信主举手，这两人站起来，不但就站起来信主。
And in the memorial service, I usually don't give an invitation call, but that day I made an invitation call, and these two young officers, they not only raised their hand, but they got up to indicate their faith.
赞美神的结果，教会会兴旺。
Therefore, praising God, the result is a revived church.
多少刚硬的心都能够回拐过来。
So many hardened hearts will be changed.
最后是得到众民的喜爱。
Finally, to find favor in all people.
为什么众人喜爱他们呢？
Why is it that so many people like them?
因为他们就是各尽所能，各取所需。
Because they were each trying his best.And each take what he needs.
听说大陆上有些教会就这么讲到，他说这个起初的教会就是共产主义啊。
I heard that some churches in mainland China were saying that the early day church was communistic.
因为这里讲信的人都在一处，凡物公物，大家公物，不是共产吗？啊，这样解释。
We're saying that those who believe they were together, they sell their possessions and they share, and this sounds communistic.
不错，起初的教会是凡物公用。
Yes, the early day church, they share their possessions.
没有一点自私。
There was no selfishness.
你需要就拿去。
If you need it, you may have.
我有就给。
If I have it, I will share it with you.
说明没有一点点私心。
And this tells us that there's no, selfishness.
完全舍己的生活。
It is a self-denial life.
但是跟今天大陆上不同在哪里呢？
But there's a difference from that of what is happening in mainland China today.
一个有神，一个无神。
One worships God, the other does not have God.
当初的教会是在圣灵感动、约束、管理、带领之下来凡事凡物供应。
In the early days, church, we know that these people were God-fearing and they were disciplined. They were in the constraint and the confine of God.
那些无神论者所做的是用人的方法去强求，硬来把你的抢来做我的。
The atheistic country, communist countries, they do that by force.
基本上是不同的。
And therefore, fundamentally, they are different.
所以今天的教会基本上还是走这个路线，凡物共用。
For today's church, we still use the same principle, and that is to share.
随便哪一位弟兄姊妹敢说这是我个人的，只要神有感动，你就拿出来给人。
No one dares to say that this is my own. If the Holy Spirit so convicts, I will share it with other people.
施比受更有福，永远是我们要持守的真理。
For it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is a principle that we always should observe.
美国的 Emerson 有一句很好的名言，他说 happiness can only be got by losing. 喜乐只有在失去里面才能得到真的喜乐。
Edison has said that happiness can only be gotten by losing. We can only, enjoy happiness by giving.
当我们真是活在给的里面的时候，你就享受到与主同在那种真正的喜乐。
When we truly, live our lives in giving, then we can enjoy the blessings of the presence of God.
有人跟我谈到这个被爱与爱的问题。
Someone has discussed this question with me, and that is to be loved and to love.
有个做母亲的告诉他女儿说，将来你找对象，应当找一个会爱你的人。啊，你是个被爱者，你就幸福了。
A mother has said to her child and said that you should find someone who loves you. It is more blessed to be loved.
但今天真理告诉我们说，被爱啊，那种快乐，不如爱人那种快乐。
But the truth tells us that it is more, it gives you more happiness to love.Than to be loved.
我们都是做过儿女的人，我们也做了父母，像我这样。我们在做儿女的时候，都是享受被爱，父母爱我们。被爱的时候，我们根本不认识什么叫做爱，不知道。
We have all been children, and some of us have been parents now. When we were yet children, we only enjoyed the happiness of being loved. We do not truly know love.
等到我们做了父母了，哎呀，尽所有的给儿女了，给了，给了，才晓得什么叫做爱。
When we